BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Is there really about to be a Harry Styles statue in Redditch? Or is it a wacky April Fool joke? We talk about the slightly pointless Latin mottos that schools have. Charlie Sloth plays Real or No Real and tells us about an exciting new career opportunity. Dan Osborne off of Fitton on Towie plays Shirts Off Innuendo Bingo. It's all on Tuesday podcast starting now. So, Dan Osborne is playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 today. He's off of Towie. Wasn't he on Splash as well?
Yes.
How did he do on that?
I don't know.
Oh, you didn't watch?
Did anyone win out of that? I don't know.
Nobody won out of that. Surely there's not a Series 3 of that.
There probably is.
It's on around the world now.
What's Tom Daly doing now? Isn't he doing a show called All Around the World?
Yeah, he's going global, mate.
Is he?
Yeah, it's just him and his friend, not girlfriend, obviously, going around the world.
I heard a rumour that he was going into the I'm a Celebrity jungle. But then you don't know if that's an April Fool's. You don't know what to believe today, do you?
That's not till, like, the end of the year. They wouldn't decide it yet.
No?
And also, he's too big for that.
Is he? Too big to jungle?
Yeah, yeah. So Dan Osborne, 1:45, Innuendo Bingo. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website, on any screen, on your laptop, mobile, computer, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, 1:45.
Now, he's not expecting to play in trunks, is he? Because I'm not doing that.
I don't know what's been agreed. As we were saying to Fern, I think it'd be quite good if you layer up as much as possible.
Mm.
Like, maybe even with a, like, I mean, obviously ventilated, but maybe a bag on your head. And then we get Dan, like, just wearing chunks. Like,
I'm sorry.
I mean, that's what he's used to.
So you want me to layer up and wear a bag on my head?
Possibly, yeah. Pants. Yeah.
And he will be in
just the pants.
And also, let's clear this one up. I'm the one given the task to ask him if he would do this.
I think, yes.
To rub salt into the wound.
I mean, let's not treat him like a piece of meat, because he's not. He's a very...
I'm sure his looks are only one aspect of his personality, Scott. It's
absolutely
wrong to treat him like...
Hashtag see you when you're 70.
Wow.
You're going to regret that, because he's going to be here in like 15 minutes.
He's peaked.
Has he peaked now, do you think?
I reckon so.
Right, okay.
I reckon.
And what was it? You are a late bloomer.
That's the plan.
You want to see him when he's 70.
I'm saying it. Listen, right now he's winning the battle. Well, let's see who wins the war.
Sure. So that's 1:45. And yes, the best-looking fat guy in the universe, Charlie Sloth, is here for Fat Tuesday, Real or No Real. So Dan Osborne's here. What are you saying now?
What do you mean, what am I saying now?
I'll say it to his face then.
Say what? I'm not saying anything controversial. He's a good-looking guy. Everyone's saying that.
Literally don't know what your problem is about every slightly attractive bloke that appears on this show.
I'm just saying, he's doing very well for himself.
Well, you're coming across bitter, aren't you?
You know, if anything, I disagree with what's going on here. The fact that, you know, there's a big call here for him to be doing this thing in his pants.
I didn't say that.
I don't want to go
along
with
that.
You said that. No, I'm saying what everyone seems to be texting in and tweeting in.
Oh, are they?
And I'm saying I'm not down for that.
Okay. Well, no, you don't have to. You're wearing a bag on your head.
That's his gimmick. He can do that now. I'll tell you what, I'll come do trunks when I'm 70 and looking great.
All right. Late bloomer.
That's the plan.
There he is. There
that's
he
is. The plan.
Oh, right.
Is.
Okay, well, that's awkward now, isn't it? Yeah. Dan Osborne at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo. Going to say his face now. Just seen him, actually.
Yeah, no, it's great.
It's good.
And everyone in the office seems very excited.
Yeah. There's a few onlookers. People pretending to be busy.
Yep.
More people than normal kind of just walking through by the live lounge there just to see what's going on. So I went out for my birthday last night. I know you couldn't make it, which is fine.
Well, no, we had a quick drink before, didn't
we?
Yeah,
yeah. Now, you know my feelings about people kissing dogs?
Yeah.
Not keen?
No, I've got to admit, I find it a bit OTT.
It's like people that, like, literally lick their dog's face, not allowed, awful. Last night, a couple of drinks, Sarah Cox brings her dog, lick its face.
Did you?
Yeah. Like, big time.
And
to the point where people were going, stop licking the dog's face.
Were you hungry or something? What was the feeling
that
you
I mean,
were...
I hadn't really eaten. I had a couple of vodkas.
Is that
so...
This is a bit like when you did that strange diet, which I don't recommend. It's an awful thing to do. But when you were trying to lay off really unhealthy food. I mean, you ate a lot of healthy food at the time.
Yeah.
But the kind of the cheat stuff like chips, what you would do is lick the chips.
Yes.
It's not the same.
No, it's not. I mean, like, licking chips, not that unhygienic.
But is that what you were doing? You were trying to lick the dog?
Kind of, yes.
Similar thing.
I wasn't trying to eat the dog. That would be awful.
How did Sarah take to you licking her dog?
No, she seemed to enjoy it. She brings her dog everywhere now. It's like an accessory in a bag.
Why would you lick the dog? Why you lick my dog? Why would you do that?
I don't know, but I did. So shout out to Bino. Sorry I licked your face. Right, so it's a definite OMG from Cara the producer for today's Innuendo Bingo, 145.
Cool.
You just met him, yeah?
Cool.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
And this is Dan Osborne. Hello.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
Very good. Thanks for coming in, Dan.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It's going to be a wet one today on Innuendo Bingo. How much of the show have you heard today, Dan?
I've heard a little bit just while I've been waiting out there in the green room.
Yeah. It's nothing against you, mate. I'm just saying that you're clearly doing, you know, very well for yourself.
He's doing all right, isn't he?
Good looking guy.
Yeah.
But do you not worry that you'll be one of those that when you get to 70, you're at your peak now. Well, and what will happen with me is I'll be a late bloomer.
Chris is thinking that he's more of a late bloomer.
Nah, apparently men get better in age, but how old are you?
Just turned 27.
Yeah, it's too late.
Is it?
Yeah.
You would have bloomed by now.
How old are you? Hang on.
22.
Oh. 20. So at what age do you peak?
I don't know.
Do you feel like you have peaked, Dan? Or do you think it's still going to get better?
A little bit. You know when you're young and you think you look all right, yeah. And you look back at pictures and I looked awful.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's saying that he's looking the best he's ever looked. He's brought his calendar in, actually. Thanks for these, Dan.
No problem, mate.
There's October there. is there any way you're not in... Oh, there they are. There's November. They've got clothes on there.
Yeah, I do wear clothes.
Oh, December, yeah, clothes. Not on the front. I mean, it's fair to say you know your audience. And it's good, I think.
Yeah.
So, Towie's on tomorrow night, the last one in the current series. 10 PM, ITV2. Can you tell us anything?
I can't really give much away, but there's one very shocking moment.
Is there?
And, yeah.
Are you in the shocking moment?
I'm in the background of the shocking moment.
Are you?
How does that work? When you're in the background, because I know, like, it's not scripted as such, but when you're in the background, do you genuinely have no idea about what's going on, but the people involved kind of do, or do you just know nothing? Or
sometimes
do you know something?
Sometimes you hear little bits and you think you know what's going to happen, but then... This, what happened at the finale, was going to be played tonight. I just had no idea. No one had no idea, yeah. It was a shocker.
Is it a slap?
It's not a slap, no.
Is it a thrown drink?
Yeah, I know. I was going to ask about that. Is it a drink?
No, it ain't. It's always a drink being thrown, but
always.
No, I wish I could tell you, but it's a good one.
Okay. Don't even know who it involves, but you're in the background looking shocked, genuinely shocked by it.
Genuinely shocked.
Wait. Yeah. Okay, right. So, lads, we're going to play Innuendo Bingo in a minute after Shift Key and Touch.
No one has the cojones to ask you this. Are you, but I will ask because so many people have asked me to ask.
A lot of the listeners
seem
to be asking.
Are you willing to do this in your pants?
Oh, no, just no top, I'm saying.
And this isn't me. This genuinely isn't me.
I mean, there's a lot of demand for it, Dan.
For you guys, I'll do it with my shirt off if you really want me to.
Right. It's not us.
It saves me getting my shirt wet, doesn't it?
That is true, actually. Then you can wear it at home.
And to overcompensate, I will layer up.
Okay, right, so what are you going to wear?
I'll find a poncho or something.
Okay, cool. So, Chris and a Packamack, Dan, no top. And that's happening next.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
This is awkward.
Oh, my job's hilarious. Go online now, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Dan Osborne is here off of Towie, and he is playing Innuendo Bingo today. Now, Dan doesn't have a shirt on. Chris has laid up somewhat. What's going on there, please?
I just don't want to distract from him, obviously.
Sure. Okay, yeah. So Chris is wearing... Are you wearing quite a lot of clothes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I thought to overcompensate... Well, no, just to compensate, really. I've sort of felt the need to layer up.
Sure.
I feel like this is unfair, though. I feel like I can at least get his clothes wet. This is...
Mate, yeah. This is your gimmick. You don't see... I don't have a calendar out in my pants.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. So, get online now. bbc.co.uk/radio1. On your computer, on your mobile phone, on your laptop, on your tablet. And let me know if you're watching. Might give you a little shout-out. Okay, so Dan, the rules of the game, quite simple. Use him, generally, not the bin, and vice versa. I do warn you, with your top on, the water will be very cold.
It is freezing.
It's freezing, yeah. Did you have a little taste already?
No, I haven't tasted it. I can feel it.
Right, yeah. So that's going to be, first time it hits, that's going to be the, so don't sweat.
It might be a bit nippy.
Yeah, a bit nippy. Right, okay, get online and watch this now on the Radio 1 website.
Cheers, mate. Cheers.
Okay,
right, let's
here
do
we
this.
Go. Let's make it a wet one, lads. Now, unusually, we start with a musical number on today's Innuendo Bingo. Now, this is a clip from... What, Dan? He's lost it already. This is a clip from BBC Radio 2's Elaine Page. Now, let's see if we can all get through this, all of it.
That's me. Hey, baby, you look like you could use a stiff one.
Cold?
That is freaking. Yeah. I don't think I've ever done this in a poncho. Oh, it's so much better.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, so that's not even the end of the clip. There's more. Yeah. Okay. So let's try and get through the song again. I think. So
that's me.
You know what's coming now.
Look like you could use a stiff one.
I can't. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
What song is that?
I've no idea. It's from a musical. Ask Radio 2. All right, here we go. More water.
There you go, mate.
And the end of the clip is coming on the Elaine Page show. Here we go. Water, please. Here's Elaine.
I think it's what I could do with right now. A stiff one.
Elaine Page there on BBC Radio 2, of course, songs from the shows.
I caught most of your water then.
Yeah.
Make that my
throat. Gets cold.
I think it's what I could do with right now. Stiff one.
Stiff drink, she means. Mm-hmm. Now over to Sir Tom Jones on The Voice. The Voice Louder, in fact, from last week. And the good thing about that show is you get to find out what the judges get up to behind the scenes. It's like an extra show.
Good chance this year of winning?
To me, it's the strongest team, because I've put myself into those people.
It's a slow burner, that one. So, Tom Jones.
Because I've put myself into those people.
Yeah. Loving Chris's poncho, says Olivia in Bangor. Hasn't mentioned you at all, Dan. Rude. Sat in the car park.
Do you feel I need to layer up more?
Sat in the car park, laughing alone, getting funny looks from passers-by. All worth it, says Sean in Wigan. Big fan of yours, Dan. Okay, Tanya in London emailed that one. Thank you, Tanya. A classic now from The One Show. And this reporter visits a laundrette where there's a very experienced member of staff who likes to help out the younger clientele. Water, please. Here we go.
Well, I like working with these young boys. Yeah. Get a lot of students too.
And do they know what they're doing?
No, not at all. And they've never got any soap powder with them and they don't know what hole to put it in.
That's disgusting.
You're thinking too much into it, Dan.
I can't handle it. This is so cold.
Thanks, lady from the laundrette.
I don't know what hole to put it in, but we help them.
We help them, though. Right. Okay. It is cold, isn't it?
It is.
Don't blame the cold, Dan.
He's got dribble dripping off his chin.
That's quite normal. Twice a week, this is. Now we cross over to ITV's This Morning. And money-saving expert Martin Lewis has got a lot on his mind. And the first thing on his list is particularly worrying.
But what I worry about two things. One, people splurging very early.
Mm. All fine. Oh, little spurt there from Dan.
Mm.
Very good. Now, over... over to the show called James Martin's Food Map of Britain. Now, this one is a bit weird. Just a little heads up. Water, please. This is an insight into what a particular type of family like to have for dinner. Here we go.
But what I worry about two things. One, people splurge...
No, that's wrong. Sorry, distracted. The particular... Here's an insight into what a particular type of family like to have for dinner.
And when the gay family get together, there's normally only one thing on the menu. You've guessed it. Trout.
Told you it was weird.
I don't know why that works.
I don't know why it works, but it's fucking
does.
Oh my god. Wow. Who came up with this game?
Just an old producer, he's left now.
Yeah. He'd never imagine it would turn into this.
It's a good game though, Dan. People love it.
It turns in his grave. Yeah. Can you stop cheating and give me some more water?
He's not dead. Okay. Now,
oh, sorry, more water.
More water, please.
Sorry, Dan.
Now, speaking of water, please. Thank you. Speaking of the gay family, I know that personally I was delighted to hear this news on Radio 4 at the weekend. I mean, we're all very pleased.
The first gay couples to get married in Britain are enjoying their first day of wedded life, excitedly twiddling their new rings.
Oh, wow. Radio 4. Ready for there, everybody.
Excitedly
okay?
Twiddling their new rings.
Andrew on Twitter, thank you for that one. Time for another classic now. Now, Dan, this is probably new to you. Chris, not so much. We're going over to Rick Stein's Mediterranean Recipes. And it's our favourite Majorcan baker. Do you know what I mean, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Fine.
Is Miguel Pujol
king of Majorcan lardy cake there. While we're doing the classics, I think it's probably time for a favourite from former Secretary of State for Defence Michael Portillo. Anybody? I think so.
You just spat when he said his name.
Michael Portillo.
That was very good. Sorry.
Water, please.
Sorry, Mike.
Now, if you're not aware of Michael Portillo, Dan, he's the guy who likes to walk around like this.
Clutching their Bradshaws in one hand and their John Ruskin in the other.
I've seen him before.
Yeah. It's a great show, that. Now, Michael has consulted his Bradshaws. Yeah. Water, please. And he's also found a top tip for us, which you're about to hear.
The bull back there looked pretty good, but Bradshaws recommends the cock.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Oh, wow, Chris. Good shot.
Thank you.
Hello, Ellie is watching in Swansea in the library.
It's gone right through.
It's gone. Has it gone through now?
All the way, yeah.
Oh, sorry. You've got to change your clothes.
Yeah, I've got... Yeah.
Somewhere.
Luckily.
Good. Sat outside Liverpool Museum, Rachel in Liverpool, loving it. Gina, Mark and Beth, listening and watching for the first time in Swindon. Okay, that's my favourite pub in that area as well, the same one as Michael Portillo, the cock. And finally, over to Springwatch, where this man has some fond memories of how things used to be.
And after 60 years of field research,
I'm really staggered by some of the changes. You know, this was a great place for shags.
Yes. And that was well done, Inuit mate. Bingo. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 10 p.m. ITV2 for Towie.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm good.
That was the birds' catching shags, fun. Of course. It's where they used to nest.
This was a great place for shags.
Thank you very much. And Dan, thank you very much for playing Inuit Bingo today.
Thank you. Thank you
it's
for
really
me.
Good to have you on.
It's my first shower this week.
Oh, is it? That's nice. I don't know what to say to that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Watch Towie tomorrow night. Okay, Icona Pop next on Radio 1. Dan's still here, just having a chat. You all right, Dan? Yeah. If you walk that way through the office as well, like your shirt's at the other end. So, Paolo Nutini. And what? No, just some of the girls in the office want to say hi.
I know.
Paolo Nutini and Scream Funk My Life Up is coming next on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If there's anyone that you would like to have on Innuendo Bingo, then let us know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Text 81199. And I'll make it my job to get onto their booking agent later today, personally. 81199, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Who would you like to see that we haven't had already on Innuendo Bingo? Some good suggestions for bingo coming in. Michelle Keegan. Keen for Keegan?
Have we not tried? Have we not spoken to her people yet?
I don't know. Adam in Nottingham was suggesting that. He says he's not being naughty or anything, but she'll need the work now that she's leaving Corrie.
Is she leaving?
I believe so.
Is that a plot spoiler?
I don't know. And I don't know how she leaves, or I don't know whether they're keeping her alive, or I don't know.
There's some outrageous requests coming here. Although they would make for funny phone calls to ask, Prince Harry being one.
I can't see that happening. Or the Queen. Not going to happen. Sir Dossa for Innuendo Bingo. And a bonus performance of Hashtag in the Live Lounge, says somebody.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Holly Willoughby Bingo. What are you saying?
Oh, that's good.
That's a good idea.
Kendall Jenner.
Who?
Oh, my God.
Not everyone knows... Is this a Kardashian? I bet it is. Yeah. Right, not everyone knows who the Kardashians are.
Most people do.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
they
do. I
guarantee you, there'll be loads of texts now from people saying... Don't know, don't care who the Kardashians are.
Run off of Harry Styles for a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Kanye West. No.
What?
What? Who? Which Kardashian goes out with Kanye West?
Harry Styles has been doing it with Kanye West.
No, no, one of the Kardashians. I'm sure.
Yeah, that's
sure
Kim. Kim and Kanye.
Right.
Kimye? No? Oh my God, where have you been living?
Anyway.
Obviously not on the E channel, like me.
But yeah, it's interesting some of the requests that are coming in.
I should do it, says someone. I've done it before. I'm not that good at it.
You haven't really done it much, have you?
Yes, I did it with Zayn Malik.
Did you?
Yes.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Ollie Locke, he's been on before. Or Binky, off of Made in Chelsea. That's good. From Kev on the M74.
Is she not too posh to bingo?
Do you think? She's just like her little... She went too posh to spray, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, we need to take that into consideration. Quite a lot of people, no idea who Kendall Jenner off the Kardashians is at all.
I'd never heard of her.
Yeah.
How many are there?
Oh, loads. There's Kylie, Kendall, Kim, Chloe.
What's the dad called? He looks like an interesting character.
Love. Bruce.
Bruce.
That's going to be me when I'm old.
What's his story? Has he got all the money? Like, what's going on there?
He used to be an Olympic athlete.
Did he?
Yeah. All the monies. And now he just, he just rocks amazing face work.
So the daughters, to clear this up, you've got Kendall.
Yeah.
Kim.
Yeah. Chloe.
Chloe.
Courtney.
Any sons?
Kylie. Notice what they've done there with the K.
Sons. Is all of them Ks?
Yeah. Yeah. Are they? I didn't think of that.
Kim,
yeah,
Chloe.
They are. Yeah, yeah. And one son, Rob.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I don't... do you know what?
Used
I don't,
to be thin
I,
enough
don't I don't care.
Okay.
Do you think if I watched
But why
it,
are you
I
asking would, me then?
I don't know.
Yeah. Really good shout from somebody. What about, for Innuendo Bingo, the posh couple off of Gogglebox?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that is insane. What a good idea. Did you see it the other day? He put a full, like, tub of popcorn on her head.
He's off.
I love he's always off. Always off. when they were watching Tammy, it seems a bit of a waste them spraying that champagne everywhere like that. It'll be Prosecco, darling. Love her. And then sometimes he puts the wine glass on her head and pours the drink.
Legend.
Love them. Yes, we'll definitely ask. The Scott Mills Daily. Just putting the finishing touches to my Zayn Versus, which I'm doing on Thursday night.
Yours is always well special.
What do you mean?
Because you're like a specialist in pop. That's how I describe you.
I've thought of some songs that just shouldn't even really be on Radio 1.
Zayn really respects you, right? But he takes his battles well seriously.
I know.
And to be fair, so do you. But I think he kind of gets annoyed sometimes at some of the choices that you will make.
I don't think so. I think he respects that I'm a, you know, love
Does
the
he
pop.
Respect you in... Okay.
Probably not my music taste, but I think maybe, you know, he always says that he respects me as a person and as a broadcaster. Probably not my music.
Mm.
So that's going to be interesting. And that's on Thursday night from 7 p.m. on BBC Radio 1, me and Zayn battling out tune by tune. So going to win.
Last time you did that, did you win? I can't remember.
Yes.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I don't forget.
Do you remember anything that you played? What was the knockout punch?
I think I had a really camp remix of Take That. Yeah, I did. Never forget if I Take That.
Incredible.
So that's Thursday night on BBC Radio 1.
I don't know if you remember this. The other day on Real or No Real, I think it was with Greg, we were talking about Latin mottos at
school.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know how we got round to it, ended up talking about it.
Yeah, we're talking about the ones that you had at school, your school had.
And
so
then
did every school have one?
I think so. I'm sure your school would have had one. Mine did. Mine was Sparate Parate, I think.
Which is?
So we're on the old translate thing on the internet here. I think, because we're kind of doing this in real time, just typing it in, and it's Breathe Pirates. No, it is that isn't. A spelling mistake that we've made there? Well, that's what it's coming out as Breathe Pirates.
So your score motto was Breathe Pirates.
Breathe Pirates.
Spirato Piratem we've put in there. Breathe Pirates. I'm not sure why. I think we've made a mistake there.
Do you think?
But a couple of people, it's weird, a couple of people emailed in. One guy here emailed in saying his was Omnia Vincent Veritas. The truth conquers all.
Oh, that's good. I don't think my school had one. Eastleigh, innit?
No, I'm sure it would have. What was your school?
Crestwood. Eastleigh.
Yeah.
It's not you, mate. You won't come up with anything for that.
Well, I'm sure most places have a Latin one. According to the college website, it's engage, motivate, aspire. Which, I don't know, it's better when it's Latin.
Yeah.
But I think loads of people used to have, like, Latin mottos, and I kind of like it. I think it's something we're lacking on the show.
Should we have a Latin motto for the show?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So have you got, like, a Google thing there where you can translate? Can you put nice to see you sober in?
Can do.
Just to see what that comes out like, and that maybe that could be our new thing.
Bear with me here. So nice to see you sober is nunc ad de sobrium.
Hello, Bobby. It's nice to see you sober.
Okay.
Again, sounds good in Latin, I think.
Okay, can we make it say that?
Yeah, I can try.
Nunca de sobrium.
Yeah.
Mm.
What are we saying about maybe like go on pigs?
Okay, try that. It's our show motto in Latin. Just makes it.
Oh, I like this.
Gives you a bit of class, doesn't
in
it?
In porcus ear.
What?
In porcus ear.
I admit the voice sounds Spanish.
Yes.
But it is Latin.
We need like a well posh bloke saying it.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Witness the fun in Latin is in testimonium fun. That could be ours.
I just don't understand the need for like a Latin motto anymore. But
I think it's just there to make your score look posher than it actually is.
Well, classy, isn't it?
Well, it is, isn't it? There's loads coming in. Norfolk Police, e tribus unum. Graham Wirt says, got no idea. I hope these aren't rude. They won't be, it's Norfolk Police.
Well, according to our trend, and this is the problem here. Well, I'm not sure we're doing this right because we're doing this in a sort of hurry.
Yeah.
It comes out as 1 out of 3.
No, that's not it. Jamie in London. His score one was Spilabore Fide. No idea. Just makes your score look posh. Get a Latin or motto, all fine. That is Jack Wobb and Somebody New.
You know when you once said that you'd quite like everyone here at Radio 1 to wear a uniform?
I just think it would add something, you know, like if we all had the same uniform. Because if you think about it, like if you work in a supermarket, same. If you work in an office, not everyone wears exactly the same, but, you know, suit up a bit. Mm. I just think we'd all look a bit smarter. Because I'm as guilty as the rest of them. You know, like I'll wear a hoodie to Radio 1 and I just think if we all had a tabard on, we'd look better.
But what you're saying with a badge with like we could get a logo made and then a nice
our
Latin
motto.
Phrase around it.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. And also, when you walk into Radio 1, it needs to be, like, above the doors in, like, well, fancy old
like
writing.
Like on a flagpole?
A plaque, I would say. Keen?
I'm keen.
I'm keen. Just adds a little bit of class. Sic itura ad asda.
Don't know what you're saying.
That's Reach for the Stars, Rachel in London. Why was your school motto in S Club 7 here?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So I was on Greg's show at the end of the show last night, and a big
who
for April Fool's Day. Greg feels very strongly about it, and I know what he's saying. It is quite who.
What do you mean? The entire day?
Just who? The crazy pranks that people go for every year. I've seen loads today, and it's just like, oh, bore off.
Is it a bit who in the same way that certain charity events, it's like Bath of Beans, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Kind of like
a bit of its time.
Mickey Mouse tie.
Right.
Be a bit wacky. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly that.
There is plenty of April Fools going on today.
So many. Square Eggs, have they been on? On Daybreak, probably. Yeah, it was on Daybreak, right, good. That's been on before, the Square Egg.
Really?
Yeah. That's a classic.
There's loads.
I remember, like, every radio station I used to work for, every year they used to make me do an April Fool crazy prank. And one of them was ringing up people in the local area and telling them that their phone lines needed to be cleaned and can you blow down the receiver every single year? And you'd have people go... It's like, any others?
Yes, there's loads.
What's the Harry Styles one? Is this true or not?
The worrying thing about this, right, it's in the Redditch and Old Chester. Mm. Is that right? Redditch and Old Chester. newspaper. There's an article in here saying that a life-size statue of Harry Styles is to be erected in Redditch Town Centre.
No, I'm not having that.
Right, and there's a whole article about this.
Yeah.
But then, isn't April Fool's meant to finish at midday? As in, I've just gone back on the website to have a look and see if it's changed, and it hasn't. So I'm worried this is an actual story.
But if it's in the paper tonight as well, like the paper would have been printed this morning, so it's still kind of on. And would they really have taken it off the website?
But I don't
seriously,
know.
If there is a statue of Harry Styles being put in Redditch, we're doing the show from there that day.
Yes, guaranteed.
I want to do the opening of that.
Oh, there's been a sighting of a shark in Birmingham.
Sure.
In the canal.
Of course there is. Oh, I'm really annoyed that I'm falling for this April Fool's thing now.
Can't be happening.
People are saying that like they've been asked to be a steward when the statue's put up for crowd control. That's from Jay in Redditch. Someone says they've been building the statue of Harry Styles in Redditch Town Centre for the last 2 months. I really want to believe you, but I probably know you're lying. I don't know, though. Ah! Charlie Slough's here in 10 minutes. What's going on, Bella?
Hi, Scott!
You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, you?
Yeah, good. What's happening?
Well, I just wanted to ring you and to say that the Harry Styles statue is actually true.
Is it, though?
It is. As we all know, he was born in the Redditch Alexandra Hospital.
Yeah, but there's not a statue of him being put up in the town centre.
No, there is. They're currently building it. We did have a petition for it.
All right, wait, hang on a minute.
Hang on. Other people have said this as well. Someone says, I've made the ribbon. I'm serious. I will call you. Are you telling the truth?
I am 100%.
Because remember, anyone that does a April Fool's joke after midday, if you do...
They're the fool.
They're the fool, that's it. Oh.
That's correct.
I think I believe you.
Good man, good man.
I don't.
Love you, bye. See, towards the end, I didn't really.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
It's Fat Tuesday, which means it's Charlie Slough. Ah!
That was real sensual, guys.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm great. There's a big poster covering your face. I can't see you, man.
Of Dan Osborne off of Towie.
He's got the same kind of body as me.
Same. yeah, he was on Innuendo Bingo earlier.
Was
and
he?
Just for a change, took his shirt off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you want to move the picture, actually?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. Next time I do Innuendo Bingo, would you like me to take my top off?
Yeah, shirts off special. Shirts off for the lads.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? I hear you've got an exclusive,
I've
right?
I've got a worldwide exclusive.
What is it, Cuz?
Have you got a drum roll?
Is this an April Fool's, Charlie? Because it's
seriously.
Over past 12.
No.
Right, is this, though? Because like you are known to be... Well, a liar.
What do you mean a liar? That's rude. talking about a liar.
Some of the things on your show
that
you
so
say.
That is so rude.
You say that you're friends with Rihanna and you dated Beyonce for
obviously.
A while.
Obviously.
Obama fire in the booth.
Story.
That kind of thing.
Obama fire in the booth?
Yeah,
lol.
Didn't you say that you had an interview with Obama coming up?
Yeah, end of the month. End of the month. Exclusive.
Okay.
So I have got a massive, massive announcement to make. And obviously, there's only one show to do it on. Your show.
Yeah.
You're the only show that lets me on.
And it
on
is...
I'm going to star in the new Superman film.
No, you're not.
No, I am.
It's that's
gonna a lie. Get, no, I am. It's going to get announced on Friday.
And what are you doing in it, please?
I can't reveal that as of yet. No,
get
I can't.
Out.
I can't, but DC have allowed me, and Universal have allowed me to talk about the fact that I'm going to be in the new movie, which we start filming in December. And I've got a lead role in it.
Right.
In the new Superman film.
Are you the thing he lands on when he jumps out of like tall buildings?
That's rude. No, I'm being, you know what? I'm not even joking, I'm being serious. It's going to get announced on Friday
right.
by the press office.
We'll sure. See. Okay, well, when we don't hear anything about it.
Yeah. The Radio 1 press office are aware of it as well. Because obviously I had to declare it confidently.
Were you meant to say this now?
What?
Are you meant to be saying this now?
What?
So you're going to be in Super... Are you Superman?
No, I'm not Superman. Obviously, I'm not Superman.
Are you going to be one of the planets?
That's rude. You're just being fattest now. You're just being rude. Why are you taking it in, Milton?
You're fattest.
You're the fattest bloke I've ever met in my life.
Hey, look at yourself. You're going to clearly fattest, cuz.
Are you kryptonite? What are you?
No, I can't tell
can't
you.
Can't say.
I'm going to be playing a role in the film, which means I shall be a lead character. This is not even a joke.
But there's not that many hip-hop characters in Superman.
Because I'm not going to be playing a hip-hop character, am I?
But are you a method actor? I mean, well, how's this going to work? You're going to be playing someone... You're not going to be yourself.
No, I'm not
going to
be myself, no. No, I'm going to be playing a character in the film.
Lol.
Right, good.
True stories.
Right. He's going to be an actor.
I thought you guys would be more happy for me.
It's hard for us to believe
you,
Charlie.
This is like
Charlie.
A huge moment in my career.
The trouble is, you talk so much rubbish...
What are you talking about?
That when
what are you talking about? I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, well, actually, cuz, yes.
What? When did I last lie to you?
Well, all the time you lie about things.
What did I lie to you about last?
I mean, your heart's in the right place, bless you, but you do make things up.
What are you talking about?
You do, though.
Oh, I'll never make it over my life.
Man and Robin.
So, Fat Man and Robin.
Yes. That is so rude. Who sent that in?
Big up.
Are you the penguin?
So rude!
You're fattest.
I'm going. This is horrible.
I just
landed a role in a massive Hollywood film.
Shut up. We'll play the game next. Video one. Charlie Sloss here.
Yeah.
Telling the truth.
And he has a role in the new Superman film.
Just
revealed. Are you sure you're not eating a role?
That's rude. Why do you always have to bring fatism into it?
Or are you just rolling on Superman?
No, I'm not. I am actually going to be a Hollywood superstar. I'm going to get my teeth straightened. I'm going to get Botox, everything. I'm going Incas.
Is this Ghostbusters or Superman?
Superman. Superman.
I don't know whether to believe him now.
Do you know what? The horrible thing is, whilst that song was playing, he went into a lot of detail.
I know.
I mean, if this is a lie, this is an elaborate
lie. It's
very
elaborate. It's his most elaborate one yet, because he's got all the deets.
I've got all the details.
This is huge. If this is true, this is huge.
It's huge. It's going to change my life. I mean, the only downside to it is that I have to take 6 months off from the radio, but luckily, our boss...
6 months?
Ben Cooper has given me clearance to take 6 months off.
He's there, so I'm going to ask him in a minute.
Yeah, ask him. He knows everything about it.
All right. Well, let's see if that happens then on Friday. Okay, so it's Charlie Sloth today on Fat Tuesday, real or no real?
Mobile providers Tesco Mobile and O2 are currently engaged in a rap battle on Twitter after rapper JME asked which network he should go with, and the companies replied in verse.
Oh, that's good. But that's the thing. All these PRs now run Twitter for all these companies. I've seen it happen with a battle of the supermarkets before.
Yeah.
Over something.
And there's always someone witty running the Twitter, isn't there? HQ.
I got caught up in this last night.
Did you?
Yeah, because they started tweeting me.
What, because you're good mates with JME?
No, because they was asking for a fire in the booth. O2 wanted a fire in the booth. I'm like, for real, cuz, you want a fire in the booth? I thought you was a mobile network.
It's hard to get a corporate business doing a fire in the booth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm not sure that the BBC would allow that, would they?
It's a tricky one, Charlie.
You know, like when you're getting your hair straightened and all that, and
I get my hair straightened.
I mean, sorry, your teeth straightened.
Yeah,
and
they don't need straightening because my teeth are quite perfect.
Yeah, no, they are. They
a
good.
White coat.
You know, you're going to get all the Botox and that.
Yeah.
Will you consider liposuction?
The what? Lipo.
Yeah.
Lipo.
If you're having it all lipo,
no,
lipo. You say
no,
lipo. I say lipo.
Me being pleasantly plump is part of the role that I have to play.
Oh right. Okay. So you're playing a fat person.
Not fat. Pleasantly plump.
Pleasantly plump.
The Americans call me pleasantly plump. I'm not fat in America.
That's true, actually. So, did JME start a Twitter rap war between Tesco and O2?
Weird. Charlie said he's been involved in it.
True.
So I'm going to say real.
Real.
That one's real.
Yes, it is. O2 tried, you're there struggling, keeping it real, while the rest of them are hustling, seeking a deal. Tesco tried with, credit deal, keep it real, our prices are low, no need to put on a show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, real. Okay, what about this? Is this real or no real?
The lyrics to Beyoncé's 2003 album, Dangerously in Love, contain 12 references to pagers.
To what?
Hey, pagers.
Pagers.
Did you never have a pager?
What's that?
I still don't quite understand how they work, to be honest.
Didn't you have to ring someone and go, can you send this message, please? And then it would appear on like a little screen.
Oh, yeah, my dad had one of those for work.
They're quite big. They were quite big in the urban world back in the day.
Were they?
Yeah, but here's an example of just one of the pages from the album. Page me right now.
Sick.
Oh! So, does Dangerously in Love, the Beyoncé album, great album, contain 12 references to pagers?
You should know this, Charlie. Come on, what are you saying?
Two twos, nah. Man, don't listen to too much Beyonce, you get me?
from when we split up.
What was that?
It got emotional, innit?
Awkward ex.
Okay. When we broke up with each other, I find it hard to listen to the music anymore.
All right, I'm going
to
say no real.
I'm going to say real, though, still.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about this one, though?
Not once in the Humpty Dumpty nursery rhyme does it mention that he's an egg.
That's a good point.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall.
No, not once.
Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Why is he an egg?
Why is he an egg? Because...
can put them two together again. Yeah, it's such a good point.
Might not be an egg.
When I was at school, I had all my hair shaved off at school.
Yeah.
My friends used to call me Humpty Dumpty. I don't want to talk about it on radio.
Sorry, I switched off halfway through. What are you saying?
I don't know. This is a Hollywood breakdown we're having.
Bring out the music.
You knew what you was doing, Millsy, cuz. You knew that.
Shut up. Real or no real?
No real.
Humpty Dumpty is not an egg.
That one is real.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I said that.
Yeah.
Okay, and one more for you, please.
Charlie Sloth's motto, when translated into Latin, is grossest excelsior nob universum.
That is so rude. Wait a minute. Now, can you play that again, please, Millsy? That
well,
is
grossest
so
would
rude.
Be the biggest or fattest, won't it? It's
grossest excelsior nob universum.
That's rude.
That's your
best-looking fat man in the world, surely.
Latin motto. Does that translate as best-looking fat guy in the universe?
I think so. I recognise some words in that. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real. Someone's just said it's Jabba the Hutt making a comeback.
I know,
that
I did.
So
very rude.
Rude.
So fattest.
Leave it.
So fattest.
Okay, real or no real?
No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
And at the end of that...
hang on. I got 20. Charlie got 30.
Yes,
I'm a superstar over here.
Yeah. I know. And when do we get to see this film?
Never, because I was lying, April Fool's.
Oh, well.
Were you lying?
Yeah!
Were you lying?
Yeah! Oh, you're an idiot.
Also, you are an idiot.
You're an idiot.
No, you're a massive idiot.
Yeah,
you're an idiot. And also, you're a loser because
after 12, you're
after 12 o'clock, you are cursed.
What do you mean I'm cursed? Don't say that.
You are.
Yeah.
Now, idiot. What?
Now roll yourself over to the other studio.
What do you mean I'm cursed? What's going to happen to me?
What a waste of time that was.
Shut up. You're an idiot.
I wasn't lying. I'm telling the truth.
Oh, whatever. Greg's next. Those were all the best bits of Tuesday's show. Join us tomorrow, 1 till 4 on BBC Radio 1. And as always, if you can't listen live, get this handy Scott Mills Daily Podcast for free. Hit subscribe. Scott.